In light of various press articles published in Tarija, particularly in the newspaper Nuevo Sur, concerning a campaign intended to intimidate the Guarani people of the Itica Guasu into authorizing the environmental license in connection with the second phase of the extension of the Villamontes-Tarija gas pipeline, we find ourselves obligated to clarify the following points. The said campaign has been incited by the Ministry of Hydrocarbons and the Environment and the company YPFB Transportes S.A., formerly Transredes S.A., with the objective of intimidating and coercing our organization. This campaign entails an interpretation of the situation that we can only describe as racist and which blames the indigenous peoples for not permitting the installation of the gas pipeline. This campaign ignores the fact that it was the Ministry of Hydrocarbons itself that forbade the companies Petrobras S.A. and Transredes from negotiating with our organization, a fact which is legally documented. YPFB Transportes S.A. is the corporate successor of Transredes S.A. and, therefore, is legally responsible for the latter's environmental liabilities and other liabilities resulting from the violation of indigenous rights. This point is legally indisputable, but nevertheless denied by the official representatives of YPFB Transportes S.A., who continue to engage in the same practices that violate the rights of the indigenous peoples, as did the former Transredes S.A. in Phase 1 and 2 of the gas pipeline. On November 9, 2011, a meeting was held at the request of the Ministry of Hydrocarbons, represented by the lawyer Felipe Calisaya and the environmental representative Mauricio Tejeda. During this meeting, Felipe Calisaya, who claims to represent the companies Petrobras S.A. and YPFB Transportes S.A., although there appears to be no relevant power of attorney giving him such authority, did not alter or amend in any respect the original position of these companies. Instead, he set out the opposition of YPFB Transportes S.A. and of the Ministry of Hydrocarbons itself to compliance with the constitutional judgment pronounced on October 25, 2010, in favor of our organization, which they consider inapplicable, according to the lawyers of YPFB Transportes S.A. The explanation for this position was not supported by a single document. The APGIG held clearly unproductive meetings with the Hydrocarbons Ministry on April 26, 2011, June 10, 2011, and July 21, 2011. Most of these meetings are documented with notarial minutes that demonstrate that the Ministry has acted in violation of the principle of good faith. This is an essential requirement of our right to consultation from both the perspective of international law regarding indigenous rights and from that of domestic Bolivian law, including constitutional law, which has been ratified in this case by the October 25th constitutional judgment. With reference to the legal successor of Transredes, YPFB Transportes, we attempted to put into motion the necessary negotiations between our organization and this company, and, in fact, an official document was signed on February 25, 2011, outlining the negotiation agenda. Despite this, YPFB did not comply with any of the points agreed upon in the official document, and even refused to give due consideration to a proposed agreement drafted by our organization. Once again, the company's behavior is marked with bad faith and a denial of our rights, just as in the case of the former Transredes. On November 11, 2011, in response to a request for an interview, we met at our headquarters in Entre Rios with Dino Beltran, Secretary of Hydrocarbons, Marcela Maldonado, Environmental Representative of the Hydrocarbon Secretariat of the Regional Government, and Mr. José Larrazabal, Executive Regional Representative of the Federación Departamental del Autotransporte, 15 de Abril. Due to the statements made by Mr. Dino Beltran regarding the energy balance in the city of Tarija that implied that the APGIG was blocking the development of the gas pipeline, it was necessary to reply firmly and emphatically, but according to the rule of law, to refute each and every point expressed, and to demonstrate the APGIG is not responsible for this situation. It should also be remembered that relations with the government of Tarija are practically non-existent, as they have failed to comply with any of the APGIG's requirements and/or requests for information. Mr. José Larrazabal, Executive Representative of Autotransporte 15 de Abril, was permitted to participate in the meeting as an observer so that he could verify firsthand that the demands that he made in writing to our organization were based on completely false assumptions. It was explained to both men that the negotiation, which includes the granting of the environmental license, was blocked because of the extraordinary behavior of YPFB Transportes, and that there can only be two parties to the negotiation, the APGIG and the contractor company. Until YPFB Transportes decides to begin negotiating seriously and responsibly, our organization cannot do more than what it has done so far in absolute good faith. Therefore, any statement that the APGIG is responsible for the delay in the gas pipeline project is a falsehood that is unsupported by the facts and is intended to intimidate and humiliate us once again. In neither phase of the gas pipeline did we receive information concerning the technical plans for the pipeline, which obviously is the responsibility of the contractor company and the authorities whose duty it is to ensure that the company acts in accordance with the law. The right to consultation is set out in the Constitution of the State itself, and, in our case, expressly confirmed by the Constitutional Court in the case Sedeca versus APGIG. Refusing to implement this judgment is not only a serious violation of law, but also means, in practice, that we have no property rights over our original community territory, TCO, and that the domestic laws and the constitutional judgment are not applicable to indigenous peoples. Both the right to consultation as well as the property rights over the Itigaguasu TCO are inalienable from the APGIG, not only because it is a right to which we are entitled, but also because if we were to renounce these rights, we would ourselves be breaching the law. For all the above stated reasons, we call upon the social organizations in the Department of Tarija to contact the relevant authorities and the management of YPFB Transporte to ensure that they comply with law and act in good faith. This is the only solution to the current situation, given that, as an indigenous organization, we are clearly not technically responsible for the planning of the gas pipeline or for its obvious delay. The statements made by the president of YPFB Transportes, Fernando Vicente Vargas, after we had already released our communique dated November 15, 2011, are completely false and defamatory and are based, as we have already mentioned, on a racist analysis of the conflict. They constitute clear proof that he has no intention to reach an agreement in flagrant violation of Article 6.2 of the Convention 169 and has been acting in obvious bad faith, which necessarily leads to the nullity of all attempts to apply the right of consultation. With respect to the interviews given by our organization at our headquarters in Entre Rios on the 9th and 11th of November 2011, we only need to clarify that the strategy followed was previously established by our organization's board at least 1 month before the interviews took place, and that, as documented by previous correspondence, they were neither a consultation nor an informative assembly. As such, the protocol in these meetings proceeded exactly as foreseen. That is to say, we responded point by point to all of the illegal or false proposals that were presented to us, as is to be expected in an interview given pursuant to our demonstrated good faith. The comments made regarding what occurred during these interviews failed to reveal that the APGIG Zonal and Communal Mburuvichas, members of the legal department, employees from the project department, and the Commission of Legal Supervision were present at both interviews. They were presided by the member of the board responsible for natural resources. To attempt to assert blame for the situation on a foreign advisor is just one more manifestation of the racist analysis which we denounce, according to which we, as indigenous peoples, are ignorant and stupid and do not know what we are doing simply because we have a strategy that does not match the expectations of the intelligent and clear-thinking representatives of the Ministry of Hydrocarbons, these being the lawyer Felipe Calisaya and the environmental director Mauricio Tejeda, as well as Dino Beltran, Secretary of Hydrocarbons, Marcela Maldonado, environmental representative of the Regional Hydrocarbons Secretariat, and Mr. José Larrazábal, departmental executive of the Federation Departamental del Autotransporte 15 de Abril. Their attitude is further exacerbated by the fact that their statements are contrary to the state constitution and the constitutional judgment pronounced in our favor on October 25th, 2010. With reference to our consultants, it is obvious that it is within our right of autonomy as an Indigenous association to have legal, economic, notarial, environmental, or other specialized consultants for our long-term legal strategy, as well as to be advised by other human rights organizations, universities, and specialists in international criminal law, international commercial law, and international environmental law, and that we have no obligation to request permission from any company or from the national or departmental governments. This was the press communique released by the Assembly of the Guarani People of Itiquiguazu at Entre Ríos, O'Connor Province, Bolivia, on November 15th and 22nd, 2011. For further information on Indigenous rights in Bolivia, you can visit Equipo Niscor's specialized webpage. This program has been produced by Radio Niscor at our studios in Belgium on December 13, 2011.